Local author August Lindsay joins us to talk about her new book, her first book, out and ready to be under our Christmas trees. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be here and talk about my book.
So tell us, what inspired you to write Scotch and Shortbread?
Years ago, I went to Scotland and fell in love with Scotland. And I don't know, and since I always wrote, it felt right.
Quinn West is such a unique character. How much of her is inspired by your own experiences or your personality?
I guess you write what you know, but at the same time, I mean, she is a far cry from me in my world. But yeah, there's definitely elements. And it's ironic because, I mean, Alex is my main male character, and I think I have elements of him too that I've pulled upon. So you write about what you know, but at the same time, I just wanted to create engaging characters that brought people in and that people could relate to and, yeah, get a sense of their personalities. So he's very broody and grumpy, and she's very bright and sunshiny and drives him crazy, which is where the fun begins.
Well, because it's a romance book, what made you decide that was the kind of genre that you wanted to write?
Oh, well, that's easy. I mean, I've always loved romance books. It's really funny. When I think back, my very first romance story that I wrote, I think it was in like grade 5, and it was very sweet, but I've just always been a romancey girl at heart, so that was just a no-brainer. And to be honest, originally I was writing for my own enjoyment. So if I would pick up a romance book and I wasn't really into it, it was easy for me to just escape into writing and create my own stories, right?
So when you're not happy, do it yourself and do it right.
Do it yourself. That's right.
So as a debut author and a local author, what has the journey of publishing Scotch and Shortbread been like for you?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I mean, if it's any indication, I decided to publish this book in 2021. I was like, yeah, I'm going to publish. And it has taken me, you know, it's 2024. So it is a journey. And a lot of that was learning curves and life. And, you know, it's very kind of easy and dreamy to go, yes, I'm going to publish. But it does take a lot to kind of figure it out. And there is traditional publishing and there is self-publishing. And I went with self-publishing. For one, traditional publishing is extremely difficult, especially as a new author. But for two, everything I understand about it now is really self-publishing can be a path where you just have a lot more control over what's happening. And I did talk to a couple other authors who had done it both ways, and both of them thought that they preferred the self-publishing route. So I'm happy that I did that. But yeah, it's been a learning curve and a lot of trial and error. But I managed to get Scotch and Shortbread published on October 1st.
Go out and get it, and get it for, you know, someone in your family loves to read the romance novels. Where can we get it? Because I know you're doing some meet and greets.
I am at Kingsway Mall this weekend on Saturday at the Maker's Keep. If you don't know the Maker's Keep, it's a fabulous little local store with all handmade local products, including Scotch and Shortbread. I'm going to be there from 12 to 4 in Kingsway Mall, meeting people, signing books. And then I have another event coming up December 12th, which is a Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Devon Public Library. And I'm going to be talking more about how I did the self-publishing, but also book signing and just hanging out.
August, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.